Next week, the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute will host its first film forum called Adventures in the Art of Filmmaking. The forum, which is open to everyone from professionals to students to enthusiasts, is scheduled for March 8th through 11th at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute atop Pettigean Mountain in Arkansas. Earlier this week, I spoke to Chief Executive Officer Christy Carpenter about how the organization came up with the idea to host this event.
It really came about for two reasons. I mean, number one, we want to, as part of our programming mix, celebrate the arts and culture, because those were areas that were extremely important to Governor Rockefeller, and we are thereby carrying on his legacy and his vision in that area, where, you know, he really felt that the arts were ennobled the human spirit and lifted the human spirit. The other reason is I'm fortunate to have a husband, Robert Walden, who's an actor who spent most of his career in Hollywood and knows a lot of extremely talented people in L.A., and he was in a position to recruit them to come to Pettigean Mountain to share what they know with people from Arkansas.
And you mentioned your husband. He is one of the faculty members that will be helping out at the Institute. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the people that he has recruited, as you said?
Yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful mix of people. Fred Roos has been Francis Ford Coppola's producer for many years and produced two Oscar-winning films, including Godfather 2 and a documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now called Heart of Darkness. And Fred also produces Sofia Coppola's films and like Lost in Translation. And so he just has a tremendous amount of experience over many decades with American film and the way it's evolved. And so he's going to share some of his thoughts and insights and background stories on some of these great films he's been associated with. Joan Darling was one of the first female directors in television who really made it. And she was involved in directing so many situation comedies like MASH and Mary Hartman, and the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and on and on. And she's a brilliant teacher, teaches at Sundance a great deal of the time. Bill Spano is a wonderful screenwriter. Sandra Seacat may not be a name that people have heard of, but you would know many of the people that she has coached. She is one of the foremost acting coaches in Hollywood and has coached people such as Michelle Williams in her role in Marilyn, where she was recently nominated for an Academy Award. Tobey Maguire of Spider-Man fame, Laura Dern, Mickey Rourke. I could go on and on. So Sandra is one of the most sought-after coaches, and any aspiring actors who come to the mountain will have the benefit of getting coached by Sandra. So we think it's going to be just a wonderful and remarkable opportunity.
It sounds like a great cast of characters who will be there. Now, what are some of the workshops that people can participate in? Because the film forum is open to everyone, so you'll probably have actors or people that enjoy working behind the scenes. So will there be different workshops appealing to the different aspects of the film world?
Yes, we actually are going to have a mix of panel discussions that are suited. Really, you don't have to be in the business in any way, shape, or form with these panel discussions. They are open to anybody who loves movies and just wants to learn and understand more about films and hear from these insiders. But we do have workshops additionally, and those are more suited for people that are budding actors and directors and screenwriters in particular, because we have workshops on each of those three subjects, and the actors that are there will get to after they've gone through some coaching experiences over the first couple of days, will get to present scenes that they've prepared for the total audience. So it's going to be, I think, a rich learning experience for people that are engaged professionally in film as well as just the general film fan like me.
And for those that say are aspiring actors who are going to be able to get feedback from professionals, people who have been there, can you speak to the value of that sort of experience for someone, having that feedback from someone who's actually been on the other side?
Oh, well, I think it's enormously valuable to be able to work with people, whether it's Joan Darling in her television directing or Howie Deutsch, for example, in his film directing, who have worked with tremendous talent, have many years of experience working on comedy as well as drama. There's just no opportunity in Arkansas to get that kind of exposure to people like this, although obviously there's some fine professors both in Fayetteville and UCA and elsewhere in the state. And actually some of them will participate as well. John Landsman from the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville and Bob Ford. John teaches directing and Bob Ford teaches acting. So they're going to be a part of the group engaged in these workshops. And people who want to understand more about the business, Howie Deutsch will also talk about what it takes to get a screenplay produced. You know, how do you go about doing it? What are the pitfalls? How do you make a pitch effective? So those are some examples of some of the kinds of things that people will have a chance to learn about.
All right, so this inaugural film forum called Adventures in the Art of Filmmaking will be March 8th through 11th at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute atop Petit Jean Mountain in Arkansas. And how much is it to participate, and where can people register?
Yes, well, the place people need to come to get the full rundown on the schedule is livethelegacy.org. And actually, people will be gathering the night of the 8th, but we don't begin till the morning of Friday, March 9th, and then run the weekend. And one of the great things for people is that people will be able to buy tickets a la carte for many of these panel discussions that I've mentioned. So the price really depends on how much of the weekend you're going to come and take advantage of. We have a great chef. So I promise the food will be good and the company will be even better. And the chance to really get up close and have one-on-one conversations with all the people that I've just mentioned.
Christy Carpenter is the Chief Executive Officer for the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute. I spoke to her earlier this week about Adventures in the Art of Filmmaking, a film forum scheduled for March 8th through 11th. More information is available at livethelegacy.org.